The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Court officials in Norfolk certainly try hard to support people who serve on juries. They even made a helpful YouTube video.
I'd like to take a few minutes to thank you for coming and to give you an idea of what you can expect during jury service.
And later on, a little affirmation.
We know you will take the responsibility seriously.
But as it turns out, not everyone in Norfolk has been taking it seriously, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story by Jonathan Edwards, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot, who said basically if in Norfolk until recently, if you got summoned to jury duty, you could not show up and there would be no consequences. In fact, they did some statistics over the last decade or so and found that 60% of people summoned for jury duty didn't bother to show up. The clerk of court said that their computer system was so antiquated they had a hard time tracking this down, so there was basically no accountability. The story said virtually no one had ever been convicted or held accountable or held in contempt for not showing up.
But David, technology improves and times change, and that's the case in Norfolk.
They have a new computer system at the clerk's office, and now they're really able to tell who shows up and who doesn't when they're summoned for jury duty. So the story is about a recent judge who summoned several hundred people who didn't show up. He basically issued a bench warrant for a summons for them to come to court.
And to come to court they did, even from as far away as Rhode Island.
Right. Apparently the city's records are so outdated that a gentleman who hasn't lived in Norfolk in a decade drove 9 hours from Rhode Island to make sure he didn't end up in jail.
Well, David, the story says no one went to jail, but they did get a good scolding.
That those who did show up were given a lecture from the judge. This is Circuit Judge Gerald Jones on the importance of jury duty as a foundational aspect of our system, and that they better show up. But there was about 200 people who did not show up, and they all received $100 fines.
And they'll be getting new summonses for jury duty. David, our next story is from Arlington, where, at least up until now, people can keep any animal they want in their homes.
This story, Pat Sullivan, a reporter for the Washington Post, had a little fun with the story about Arlington County. Apparently is the only locality in Northern Virginia or in Maryland, the greater Washington area, that it just basically has no regulation on the books at all. You could raise crocodiles, panthers, coyotes, lion in your house without any registration or anything. The county is about to change that. They have a proposed ordinance. They're working its way to approval, and there doesn't seem to be any opposition to this, that if you do have exotic animals, you've got to register them with the county.
And David, the proposal seems to have strong support also from animal welfare organizations.
Correct. The story quotes a 2014 National Geographic article about people with exotic pets with very unfortunate outcomes.
Under the new rules, people who already have exotic animals could keep them and register them, but no new ones could be brought in. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.